Oh, hello there. This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, How to Die Alone podcast. And we're on the road again. We're on our return journey. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Stephen Henry, with me. This time to my right, my passenger, David Wayne.
David Wayne.
Yeah, this fucks up the order completely, because in the back seat is a very drunk Matt Williams.
Who?
That's what everyone asks when you say Matt Williams.
Matt Williams. Murder face.
Yeah. Oh, God. He is going to do it the whole episode. That's going to be fun.
I might. I could stop talking about the murder face.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, so...
Metalocalypse is coming next season.
Just coming back from a sweet showcase, and if you're not familiar with the comedy showcases, you basically message the person that's running the showcase, and then they put you on the list, so it's like an open mic.
Right.
But,
it's booked. It's not a random
it's
order.
It's booked.
What's booked, anyway? Does it just mean that, like, you talk to somebody, they wrote names? Know what booked means?
The less literate you are, the more booked you are, apparently. It's the strangest thing.
Right. Got it.
Ah. I'm being a Moby Dick about this book shit. Anyway, so...
Captain Ahab.
How are you guys feeling?
What about our sets or what?
Just in the world.
In the world.
I feel like I'm in the backseat.
You feel like you're in the backseat?
Yeah, as always.
Yeah. Yeah, Orlando traffic is quite a treat, too. If you've never been through it, it's pretty much... I don't know. I imagine it's what it's like to drive in Silent Hill.
Right. Well, it's like 11 at night, so the traffic isn't that bad. So we're going back by iDrive.
Well, the entire road is always under construction. That's pretty nice. It's been that way. I've lived here 32 years. This entire fucking I-4 is just always under construction.
Right. That's what University of Central Florida stands for. UCF, under construction forever.
Hey-o.
Yay.
Is the college always getting work done?
Yeah.
They were built kind of like Disney, where they were built to expand. So, and the way they built it, it was on a circle. So, they just keep radiating out from the center.
Yeah.
Like a ripple.
Yeah, it's like a centrifuge of trash.
Kind of like Jurassic Park, you know?
Well, I think they just got to paint and cover over up the DNA from all the rape, you know, that happens and the frat parties and shit.
That's true. Movie 10 years ago. One of the abandoned frat houses.
Do you know that? Was cool. I don't know if it's still the case, but apparently, like, USF is just like a hotbed for, like, that whole area is just like rape capital of the area. Like,
are you serious?
Well, of course it is.
It's
USF. I heard where that is like Fowler and all that shit. It's like Suitcase City, they call it. Because
you saying it's like hobo rape?
You move in and then you'll fucking pack a suitcase within a month and move out because it's so bad.
It's like, ma'am, do you got to change? Of clothes come on you. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, I hate Suitcase City.
It sounds like a nice trip, you know, to like a amusement park. We're going to Suitcase City, kids. Pack your bags.
Because you're going to stay there.
We're going to stack them on top of each other, make a little fort.
Make sure your bag's big enough for you to fit in.
Out of your tattered rags of clothing.
You're going to want at least some of those rags.
Tattered rags are jokes. All of them fell flat. That was fun.
What?
I felt it was all right.
I did okay.
No, it was okay.
Yeah, we did fine.
We weren't the worst, I'll tell you that. That guy's dropping no lights on. That's not safe.
Yeah.
In the left lane.
We should shoot fireworks at that guy.
Yeah, that'll teach him.
Really
unsafe.
Like,
hey, you turn on your lights.
You're going to get more bottle rockets.
Right.
If only I had them, Matt.
Oh, God, that'll be so much fun.
Yeah.
We could drive by, Matt. You can moon them.
When was the last time that you shot...
meth?
Bottle rockets.
Heroin?
No. Not intravenous. Roman candles. When's the last time you had a
snuck
Roman
into my house?
Fight?
Oh.
David, I know you've had one.
I've never had one.
What? Alright.
I didn't play that shit, alright? And do that gay shit. Ain't shooting stuff at me, alright?
No.
Ain't gonna be no sack taps.
You can only shoot it from crotch level.
Yeah, none of that sack tap, like, oh, I'll punch you in the balls, and I'm like, I'll punch you in the fucking face. Like, we're not doing that shit.
Right.
No one gets to touch my little dick but me.
You're getting gay.
My piece of shit cousin. like,
what? Who's your piece of shit?
My piece of shit cousin. This is not related to bottle rockets or any of this.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Fucking Chinese shit you're talking. No, he basically tricked me and my brother into picking up this ceramic frog that my grandma had.
Yeah, I love playing ceramic frog.
God, this is going to be terrible.
Or the greatest.
Matt is just obliterated.
Yeah. You mean, what was the name of that beer that you gave me that was like 13%?
Van Damme, thank you, man.
Right, exactly. So now I'm going to go do splits in the jungle and have people drop coconuts on me.
That's right. Know why you're made with the sweat. Sport. It was made of sweat of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You're going to be Guile?
Yeah.
Sonic Boom. So I don't know why you're making a big deal about it. Like, wine is like 13%. You had about the same amount you would have a glass of wine.
Yeah, but fancy.
Why? Because it was in a little mug.
Fucking 4-ounce glass, and that just really threw Matt off.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, therefore...
This is 2 shots worth of almost liquor.
Yeah, therefore, act like an idiot. You didn't know that?
No, you had 5 other beers.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you goddamn did.
No, that's cool. Why are you so tight?
Why are you counting? Anyway, made us pick up the ceramic frog that was filled with fire ants.
Yeah, so sure.
That was my Roman candle experience. Just getting bit by a bunch of fire ants. So my cousin's a piece of shit.
Right.
But, you know, joke's on him because he got addicted to cocaine and had to move back to Connecticut.
Idiot.
Yeah, the richest state in the country. That's a genius idea.
Yeah, I do Xanax like a normal person. Okay, yuppie.
Goddamn fancy pants cocaine addicts over here.
Think he's good for Valium?
Yeah, upstage my...
He taught... Bandits. Like, he is such a classy dude. He taught the girl's kid that he was dating. Like, he wasn't dating the kid. He taught this girl he was dating, her kid, how to, like, he told him to say sparkly wiggles.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
No.
Because like, the kid has a speech impediment, so it sounded like fucking...
Oh.
Well, yeah.
What?
Davey gets it. Like, the last letter of GTN.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he basically taught a kid to say it just so he'd be like, ha, he's saying the N-word. And I'm like, wow, that's, whew.
Yeah.
This is Connecticut.
Bunch of white privilege.
This is the most Connecticut thing I've ever seen.
That's the state motto of Connecticut, white privilege.
To get it all out of the trees.
I work for the WWE. Me and Vince McMahon are tight.
Yeah.
That's why I've been to Connecticut. Stamford. Not Stamford, but Stamford.
Yeah.
Or Stam with an F.
Stam, yeah.
Stamford. Right off 95.
I went to Foxwoods.
I was up there. You remember when that big blackout happened in the Northeast?
It was an African American.
Like 03 or 02?
Yeah.
I was up there for that shit, too.
Were you? Where you could see it on the satellite?
Davey was in He was in his little pajamas with his nightcap on.
With the foot.
You had one of those,
pajama
knees. No, you have one of those like curly candle holders just going through the house.
I was in a hotel room. We were at a fucking Marriott. And what happened was the power kicked
mother,
back on.
Mother!
I can't find you in this one bedroom apartment.
Prithee tell, wherefore art the lights? David, did you have a stroke? What the shit?
I can't find the light switch.
who took
off the glow-in-the-dark light switch cover? I don't know where a light is. Even though I know normally they're next to doors, I can't find it.
I put up my fluorescent glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling. I can't find my way.
When, I put dinoflagellates in a mason jar and shake them.
Went back to my canopy bed.
Thine dino mosquitoes bite in my eyes.
Now I have the black plague.
Mine malaria makes it hard to breathe. I guess that's my Monty Python announcer voice.
Yeah, go with it.
It sounds like a lot like Lord Chesterfield.
Yeah. I didn't have a CPAP machine, though.
You know the joke that everybody knows because I pulled it 3 times.
That's enough.
Right.
That'll do, Matt. That'll do.
You think, like, before CPAPs, like, fat kings? Because they're always fat. Yeah, and that's what they're called?
CPAPs.
CPAPs.
CPACs?
Yeah. CPACs. CPACs are political action.
It's a pack of C's. Right? Isn't that what it is?
Holy shit. Yeah, the dude's tire was blown out.
What's it called?
Huh?
What's the name of the
CPAP?
SeaWorlds.
Oh, like Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah. So just CPAPs. Like that.
Well, before CPAPs, do you
treat sleep apnea with alcoholism.
Yeah. But no, kings were usually fat, so they probably had a hard time sleeping. But they were so rich that they paid like a really fine maiden from the town to like breathe air into their mouth while they slept.
Kings.
You don't know what you're talking about. It sounds like rat mouth.
It sounds legitimate.
Kings were so fat because the cakes were so rich.
Right.
They're like, just give me another cake.
It's like John Goodman on Family Guy.
Yeah.
You can eat when I'm done.
King Henry, would you like a death by chocolate? No, instead of a divorce by chocolate.
Now off with the head.
A beheading by Black Forest.
Black Forest ham?
Yes, exactly.
Can you imagine beheading someone with a fucking ham bone?
Right.
You'd be there all day.
Really make throwing
two,
hams.
Make these two fat men throw hams.
Yeah, could you imagine trying to be like a court jester back then? That'd have been fun.
Court jester?
Yeah, where you gotta, you know, appease the court and be funny. And if you're not, they kill you.
Yeah, so it's basically like playing colleges.
Yeah. Nowadays, pretty much. It's a modern day jester.
Toxic man!
That's just his name.
I saw a headline the other day. That was fucking about Seinfeld. It was an interview with Seinfeld. The headline was, Seinfeld says jokes aren't real. And I'm like,
what?
What? What a fucking great headline for an article. And this whole thing was like, yeah, sometimes when people tell jokes, they don't really mean what they're saying. Like, when I do my Pop-Tart joke, I don't really like Pop-Tarts. But it's funny for the joke. I'm like,
what?
You think that's what people think? Do you think they're really bothered by the fact that you're not committed to Pop-Tarts?
Pop-Tarts!
What are we doing? There's so many flavors.
Hey, everyone wants to drink Pop-Tarts. I don't want it. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pop-Tart man.
That was the thing.
You ever had a Pop-Tart without frosting on it?
Yeah, like, what's the point? That's prisoner food, man.
Yeah, what's the point of eating it? My mom gave me that once. You know how fucking much I got roasted at the bus stop?
How many times did you punch
her? Dude, I was at the bus stop getting shredded by, like, fat people that are fatter. They're like, you eating fucking Pop-Tarts? Yeah, I mean... I had an interpreter, but yeah, that's pretty much along the lines of what they were saying.
German word.
They're just sitting at the bus stop judging Davies. They're eating one, like, enormously long Cheeto. It's like, just ridiculous. Like, my mom just gave me, like, an 8-foot Cheeto this morning.
Mama feed me chili feet, cheesecake for burger.
Fruit by the yardstick.
Oh my god.
3-foot fucking fruit by
the yardstick. I have Frito pie out of a fucking mixing bowl. That's how I live. Come around here like a bitch.
My mom always lets me lick the spatulas after mixing the brownie batter.
You know what's the best part about Frito pie? The brownie mix.
That's right. You lick it off the whisks from the mixing bowl. You ever do that? You ever lick the...
I've never done that in the middle of a Frito pie.
Lick a bowl. Lick a man's sweaty balls.
I ain't doing licking no man's balls, man.
That's a David Tell.
Somehow, we've heard it into skanks for the memories.
There's no way I'm licking a man's bowl. Like, you coming at me with a bowl to lick? Get the fuck out of here with a bowl to lick. I ain't doing... That's ridiculous. That's...
A fist.
Grown ass man coming at me with a bowl to lick. I ain't licking a bowl.
Let me just say, if you still do 90s comedy in 2018, stop doing comedy.
Don't you come after my ass talking about destroying your health.
What's by my health with licking a bowl?
We just had a show with a guy
that's close my deductible. Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
This guy did 7 minutes on prostate exams.
Yeah, enough about my set, David.
I'm sorry.
I talk about my prostate too much.
Your well-plugged prostate.
My well-plugged ass.
We're getting the plugs early.
Yeah.
It's only been like, you know, 5 minutes or 3 minutes.
Yeah. Like, guys, I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Oh, man.
It's only been like 15 minutes.
And then David just walks out the 6th floor window.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, I can't do this anymore.
Did you guys see Omarosa? She's looking fine as fuck.
She's like 90 years old.
I don't care.
That's gross.
Black don't crack, baby. Until I stick my dick in it. And I split that bitch in half.
Fracture it, baby.
That's right.
Quit treating me like a POC.
They call me David Fisher. Because I'm going in.
Oh, yeah, because yeah. You're good at chess, right?
Like David, yes. Like David's tapping one of those little eggs that comes on the stand with a spoon. Just getting in that ass.
Oh, yeah.
Getting all
up. Nah, because I don't know how old she is, but she came out, I don't know, she came back in the limelight selling a book about, you know, Trump or something, and I was just looking at her, and I'm like, she's pretty good. She's pretty good looking for her age.
Why do they call it the limelight if it's yellow? Should be the yellow lemon light.
Oh, my God. Should be the 7-Up light.
Make 7-Up yours.
Should be the lemon lime
green
Sprite.
There's got to be more ingredients than that.
That's fitting. Do it. Do an Orlando Jones line while in Orlando in a Jerry Seinfeld voice. Make 7-Up yours. There's the Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh boy!
If you guys have never been to Orlando, they have the Mickey Mouse ears on the electric.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's great. It's great.
Oh yeah.
This whole town was built on Disney.
So.
And this whole town was destroyed
Jacob,
by Disney.
Jander, Clark. I guess Carl Roos? I think they did the stripper dating game tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know who won.
Ricky Higgin was on that.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so like if they won, they got like a bottle, like they got like bottle service or something like that.
Shout out to Reggie Higgins.
Yep. And Ricky Hickam.
Gumshoe. Right.
Dick Chicken. Yeah. Fan of the podcast. Always trashes it. But yeah, I wonder who won, and I wonder if they could like redeem it for that night, because I have a feeling it's just going to be a shit show.
Probably.
At the Whiskey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whiskey.
I didn't realize you could name a strip club after a drink, because anytime I've ever seen one, it's always been after like an emotion.
Or and space.
There's one in Newport Richie called a Desire.
Yeah, there was one in St. Pete I went to called Lust.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
that was like Dollhouse, Cat Dolls, yeah. Cat Eyes.
Yeah, yeah, like Booby Face.
C-sections.
Right. Yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
I'll just assume we're not going to release this anyway, so I'll just say it. When I went to Lust, I went on like Synthetic Ecstasy. That was pretty fun. Which I didn't even know it was synthetic ecstasy. I thought that you just called that ecstasy. Like, I didn't think there's
I thought it was all.
I didn't think there was like an ecstasy bush or something. They're just like picking the little pills off.
Yeah, there's a plant.
The ecstasy bush.
But like, I was married to my wife at the time, and she got very mad because I got a private dance. I'm like, I kind of have to get a private dance. I'm rolling. Like, I can't.
I'm rolling.
I can't just be like, no, I'm just gonna skip on that. Everything feels amazing. I'll just sit here and watch.
Right.
When I go there, I'm whoa-ing.
It was really
cool. Like, whoa. I'm whoa-ing.
He goes in like Joey from Blossom.
I'm like, whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Because, you know, there's like ass and titties in your face. So I'm like, whoa, this is cool.
Ass and titties.
You can just come here. When I lived in Atlanta, I went to a strip club there. I forget the name of it, but...
There.
A buddy of mine that I went with, his ex-girlfriend, she used to dance there. So we went with her.
Until she lost the leg.
Yeah, well,
you know. She lost that.
That was the last night they had, you know, open chainsaw carry night. But
I get it.
Yeah. But anyway, so, like, she used to work there, so we would hang out at the tables, and she knew all the dancers. So they'd come over to the table, and, you know, she'd be like, hey, how you doing? Give them a hug. And then she'd be like, will you give my friends a table dance? So we were getting, like, free table dances. It was great.
Free table dances.
And then my pee-pee got hard, and I didn't know what to do. So I called my mommy. I was like, mommy, something's happening.
Yeah, and that's why they have the attendants in the bathrooms at strip clubs. They're like, you better not be baiting in there.
Baiting.
Gotta save that.
Not now, baiting.
You gotta leave with full balls and empty wallet. That's the plan.
My buddy used to say, he'd be like, dude, wear loose clothing. Wear like sweatpants.
Clear your eyes.
Sweatpants at the strip club.
Shooting, go shooting.
No, yeah, I never did that, but that's what John Song should have been. Sweatpants at the strip club. There's sweatpants at the strip club. Someone's dick's going up and down.
Fucking wind pants, man.
Oh, yeah. Like windbreakers?
Yeah, buddy.
Going there, just sliding around. You don't know if she's wet or you're wet, pre-cum. You don't know what's happening.
I forget if we ever talked about it, but there's this one girl. Like, it's always funny because, like, the girls who have, like, the least reason to be in the strip club are, like, the most aggressive and, like, generous with you. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, they follow you around
the strip
club.
The dancers, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, they're not getting a lot of work. Like, this girl had, like, no tits. You know what I mean? Like, she had, like...
Ew.
Yeah. Like, flat.
It's like, are you saving to get that fixed? Like, why are you so aggressive with these dances?
No, she was like, you can suck at them. Like, the girls with the actual tits do not let me do that. This is...
She's like, I want to feel something.
And I was like, it's probably safe. No one else has been there tonight, so...
That's true.
I'll be all right. That's terrible.
It's not, man. We're human beings, okay? We have primal instincts of wanting to
love. Game?
Yes. That was killer instinct.
I just don't know why you would go work at a strip club if you don't have the things that make people want to get dances from you.
Yeah. There's no, you know, I mean, maybe if they got a fat
all
ass.
No A's.
Yeah. All T and no A. Right. That was my roast joke for Maria Williams.
Right.
She's a fan of the pod, by the way. Probably not, but if you're listening, Marie, we love you.
Why are you saying it's so soft?
I don't know.
Well, like you said, this might be the episode that nobody listens to.
I just don't want to be aggressive about it, you know?
Yeah, you gotta be gentle with Marie.
Yeah, she's like a little
delicate,
baby fawn.
Delicate kid sister.
Yeah. You don't want to yell at her. You don't want to be the overbearing big brother.
Maybe that's what she needs.
I think she gets what she needs.
It's funny, I forget how young some people are, like her, because, like, she's, like, an adult. Like, she knows how to act like an adult.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. How can you be 20-something and, like, have your shit together?
I know, it's amazing.
I'm 33. I take shits, and that's about it. I have nothing together. Like, what am I doing? I don't know.
Shit's not even together. You're just, like, shotgun blasting in the toilet.
No, it comes out solid, but it's always wet, and it gets stuck in my asshole hair.
I get it.
Like, I told Maddie earlier today, my stool's, like, black and tarry.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to, like, put, you know, dinosaur chicken nuggets
it. It's like Aziz Ansari, but it's black and tarry.
Good contribution.
You're welcome.
I want to put dinosaur chicken nuggets in it.
Like a tar pit?
Yeah. Right. So, like, when the sanitation workers are in the sewer, they're like, oh, that's cute.
That's cute. There's a little T-Rex in here.
It's got a little chicken dino. It's a little brontosaurus in his poop.
Do you think a sanitation worker every day at work, he just comes in and goes, shit. Like, I gotta work this job, you know what I mean? And it never Nods gets a laugh, you know? It's always like...
He probably just says poop.
It's some new guy that comes in, like, dude, we've heard... Like, come on, man. I'm like,
he keeps it very clean, just not as close.
I love my shitty job. It's just like, oh, how many fucking puns a day do those guys go through?
I'll see you guys later. I gotta runs.
Yeah.
Oh, God. How would you do that?
I found a brown bomber.
Yes, because I had to run to the jewels.
Let me.
Am I right, David? RTJ. RTP.
Let me just go through this manhole. You're used to that, right? That's a sexual harassment. I am gay. You can't.
Toxic, man.
Talking about manholes. Ooh. Super sensitive sanitation. Right. I put up with shit all day, but not yours, man. Not yours.
I gotta draw a line.
Fuck you, Dale.
I gotta draw a
line. Throws his hard hat at him.
Takes off his, like, butyl nitro gloves. That's what we had when I worked at True Green. I'll never forget that. Because that's such a funny fucking name for clubs.
When I get out of my waiters, I'm kicking your ass.
What are you doing? Are you going, are you a cranberry farmer?
Stop sloshing towards me.
I'm not a cranberry. Not a cranberry farmer.
Why are you wearing those rubber pants?
You want to talk shit? I'll talk shit.
I'll talk shit all night.
So buy me another rubber galoshes, stompers on.
Buy me another round.
This whole job's been made by assholes like you.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Shitty puns. Just, I don't know. Those guys, like where I work, they have waste management for like the county and shit. And those guys make a lot of money. Like in the, not waste, it's a water purification.
You know who else has waste management? Dietitians.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Waste management?
Oh, they just do stool samples.
God damn it.
That's right.
Like this one, that's four legs.
Would you have gotten it if I said personal trainers?
Yeah. Maybe. No, I'm still lost.
Waste. W-A-I-S-T.
Got it. There it is. Go. Okay.
What a waste.
So a tailor. Taylor works on waste.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Davey, learn.
Davey, learn.
Davey, learn.
You ever hear about Dolly Parton's, like, amazing fashion sense?
No.
Like, what she says, she'll go in, she buys clothes that are, like, a size or two too small and hasn't taken in two sizes. And I'm like, that explains everything.
Right. Dolly Parton does that?
Yeah.
Bust.
My uncle works at Dollywood.
Just, like, pack, well, work that, probably. It's, I'm pretty sure most of it's burned down.
It did?
Yeah, there's a wildfire in Gatlinburg. Fucking wreck that place.
No, how long ago?
2-3 years?
No, it's still there. He still works there. Well, because I saw him when I went back home for my grandma's funeral last year. And he still works there, so. But I think they had to, he deals with like a lot of the shit, like cleanup. And like, he's like, when you see her. Yeah, well. No, like, he's like, when you see her without her makeup on, he's like, it is not pretty.
Well, I think that's true of most people.
Yeah, but for her age, like, she puts on so much makeup, I think it holds her face up. She kind of cakes it in there.
That's why it's going to be nice when there's, like, old goth or emo guys, you know? Because, like, they are still going to look glam as fuck at the nursing home.
Wait, so, like, be... Liberty Spikes?
No, I mean, just, like,
three pieces of hair instead of, like, three.
Guy liner and mascara. Like, fucking caked up powder on their face.
Nurse, it's time for my makeup.
Let me tell you about the beauty of death and the sweet release through this Morrissey song.
play Dashboard Confessional on the phonogram.
God damn it, Hunter, I can't do this again. Not today.
Not tonight, Caleb.
<It's Hunter. laughs> Caleb. He has a phonogram.
I can only play someone's GameCube.
Isn't that what it's called, a phonogram?
Pass me my acoustic so I can play some Dashboard Confessional.
Jack Johnson.
What is he doing? No, don't let him play Wonderwall. And he, like, grabs the guitar.
What emo kids playing Wonderwall?
I don't know. Everyone with a guitar plays Wonderwall. Like, that's...
Right.
Say, maybe!
Gonna turn around and dig me. That's my favorite game.
Gonna play the Black Parade. If you know the words, sing along.
So come on. There's magic
effect. Makes my mascara run.
I like Sum 41 before All Filler, No Killer. That's when they sold out, in my opinion.
My opinion, does this affect it?
Yeah.
It's a triumph. In the modern day rock.
In the nursing home cafeteria, do you have any vegan, locally sourced pork chops?
Jesus.
Vegan, locally sourced pork chops.
is the worst episode ever.
It's the best episode ever.
Fucking old goth people.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Old emo kids.
They all have black wheelchairs.
Crabmatic adjustable coffins.
All their dentures have vampire fangs. They have to turn the milk red so they think they're drinking blood.
Right.
Ensure to your health. They just drink red Ensure.
My arthritis makes it hard for me to tech dick.
I can't give you more prune juice. It's my blood. It's my delicious prune juice blood. Sarah, it's me hot.
I always preferred hard style dancing.
Like the ichor of my enemies, just feed it down my throat.
Bring me my gas mask.
When I felt dainty, I listened to Panic at the Disco.
But I didn't tell no one.
The best part of living in the nursing home, everyone here is straight edge.
I write sins, not
tragedy. Oh, black X's on their hands.
I remember going into the Gothic Club and being underage and then putting X's on my face.
Did I tell you guys about the time I went to go see a concert in Orlando and there were fucking straight edge kids outside?
Oh boy, what year was this?
Like 2-3 years ago.
They still around?
Yeah.
People?
Yeah.
What happened?
Like, there's like 18, 19 year old kids, and they're, yeah, man, like, I like lo-fi indie rock and blah, blah, blah. And, like, this guy came up and was like, hey, man, you guys want to smoke some weed? And he was like, no, man, we don't do that. We don't do that. And they all said it. Mm-hmm. And, like, when he walks away, they're like, you want to smoke some weed? And I'm, like, you're making fun of him like he's the ridiculous one.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, look at
Did they fight him? Did they fight them?
No.
Oh, that's rare.
He was like, sorry, guys, I didn't realize.
We went to a show in Richmond once, like an hour and a half away from Virginia Beach, and my buddy's band was playing. And it was a big straight edge, so it was like during that movement. This is like 04-ish. It was a hardcore show. Yeah. So like my buddy's inside, and he went outside to go smoke cigarettes. So we're all hanging out inside. Next thing I know, I just see arms flailing out the window. So we go out there, and it was like four straight edge kids jumping my friend.
For smoking a cigarette. Yeah.
Like, so they came up, like smacked the cigarette out of his mouth, and just started wailing on him. So we go out there and beat the shit out of these scrawny fucking beta males. And I'm like, dude, it makes no sense. It's like, you don't want anyone to inflict bodily harm on themselves by smoking or drinking alcohol.
They're gonna beat the shit
out
of
them. But you're gonna physically beat the shit out of them.
Right.
I don't get it.
Dude, it's so meta.
No. Yeah. That's a hard edge. Yeah. That's
you're
not a straight edge.
You're the one that's in the wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was...
How dare you beat the shit out of them for beating the shit out of your friend?
There was
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah.
It did that night.
There was a DVD my friend used to, like he had heard about called, like, Beantown Beatdown, which is basically the same thing.
Oh, Boston?
Yeah, but it was, like, the Boston up. Hardcore scene.
Yeah. That FSU fuck shit up.
I just remember, like, I imagine how those people must interpret, like, the Westboro Baptist Church is, like, British straight edgers. Like, God hates fags. Like, yeah, he does. You should never smoke.
Well, we had... Well, we had, like, when we go to shows, there was a gang, or whatever you want to call them. I guess
MS-13?
Like kind of. Had numbers. Our area code was 757, so they were 757. And, like, every show they came out to, it was pretty much a fight. Just because they were there, they would pick someone and fight them. I'm like, that's not fun. You're just beating up people. That's a gang mentality. That's what, you know, that's what kids did back in the early 2000s. Hang out at hardcore shows and beat people up.
I mean, it's important to have a hobby.
Yeah.
You're a hobby.
Well, it's funny because one of the rooms we go to the shows at, like, most of them are like bars or like actual, like, you know, restaurants. Or not restaurants, but like places, like theaters with stages. This place.
It's like that you say places. Like, it's just like a fucking unoccupied space that you guys decide to just turn into, like, candy ravers.
Just roll a stage on.
Candy ravers?
Ravers.
Oh. Candy ravers, that's what I heard.
God damn it. That's what happens when Maddie has too many drinkies.
But,
One of the venues was a church. It was called Acts 2 Church.
I bet you did.
And it was all straight edge kids.
It was a black church.
Yeah. No, it definitely wasn't.
You can't call me an Acts 2 where the church is.
Come play with us.
I got to see my buddy open for Parkway Drive, which was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, the hardcore band. Yeah,
yeah, from Australia. Yeah, they were pretty good. But, like, it's crazy because, like, they're all straight edge, so they're all, like, high school kids. It's like scene kids. And there's a bar next door, so we'd go to the bar and get hammered drunk and then go to the show.
Hammered drunk.
And all these kids, these kids would be standing there with their arms crossed outside the pit all mad because we're all talking shit drunk.
That means I got drunk off that like, mentally challenged guy's massive hammer.
Right.
Dude, you like another shot, Davey?
Well, he wasn't there! Bringing him up! No.
You want to make a face melt? You want to trust this guy with us?
You want a sex on the Cosmopolitan?
You want a fuzzy alligator?
You want a buttery Manhattan? I'm like, I'm sure that's not a thing, Tony.
You want your redhead face?
Your redhead face.
You want a lemon pop?
You want a Jaeger Horseman?
Yeah, I went to hardcore shows with hardcore people, dude.
It's hardcore.
Hardcore.
Oh, you wanted to walk?
You need to be a fucking scene like that.
It's hardcore.
We'll go real tall tonight.
I know. We're going to play it through the fire.
Everyone put your drool tray under your mouse.
The drummer just gets up mid-song just to walk around. He doesn't know what's happening. I'm done.
He just gets up from his chair and says, like, potatoes! A dog!
We're going to hell. So bad. It's hardcore.
If you feel me, put up your colostomy. Oh my god. And now your favorite band, Korn!
Our drums aren't programmed, but our drummer is. Thank you.
He just plays like cymbals. That's all he does. He has no drum. I like the cymbal ones. Yeah. Hi-hat!
He just plays the cymbals by blowing in all his breath tubes.
The drummer's name is Hi-hat. Look at this dude, Tom's.
This is Pearl.
Welcome to the dead Ludwig.
Be careful in the mosh pit. You don't want to end up like this.
And on guitar, Fender. Name that romance. Give it up for our lead singer, Mike.
Mike Stan.
Mike Stan.
Mike Stan down there, yo.
Oh,
yeah, there we go.
Mike. They don't want to put the devil horns on. Everybody put your thumbs up.
Yeah. That's a good song.
Show me your thumbs.
Put your beers in your sippy cups.
And your favorite song, Bowling with Bumpers.
Bowling with Bumpers. That would be one of the song titles for sure. This is our
and
favorite.
And the next band up, Cerebral Crawls in.
You can pick up some merch booth.
We
have merch bags, which are Publix bags, because we are all bagels. So we have to be up at 6:40 in the morning.
Oh, God.
Oh, why is no one listening to this?
This is going to be flagged.
Yeah, for sure. Hardcore? I mean, come on, dude. It's ridiculous.
They're all wearing the Velcro shoes.
Yes. And now Penny Loafers. That's a David Henney joke.
Is there a softcore version?
Sure.
I can't even. What would rhyme with soft?
Turner syndrome.
Just licking the cymbals. Sweet, sweet Turner syndrome.
They're not disturbed. They're deterred. down with the syndrome.
Like disturbed.
He just keeps going. You gotta hit him.
He's skipping.
Down with the syndrome.
Use the sticks. Quit using your hands.
All right, I think we milked this one pretty good.
Yeah. Sure, milk those tarts.
Good job. Good job, Steven. Tart sure. I really want to start a band now.
Really punch it up.
Yeah.
I felt like that was a good palate cleanse from Orlando.
Oh, yeah. Back to a normalcy.
Right. Yeah.
That's Tampa as fuck right there.
Yeah, it didn't seem like they enjoyed that. That's one of your dick jokes. You're firing at me.
Huh? Talking to me?
Yeah.
Which jokes?
Your dick jokes.
Oh, yeah. You know, it is what it is. Maybe I didn't sell them well. I'm kind of tired, so... I don't know if I'm going to quit my intro the way I started with the nacho shit. It's not working.
So fat, let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's not working.
It seems like it's kind of like 50-50.
50-50.
Like
60-40. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's going to happen.
But it's hard to throw away because when I did the improv one, it was like it went really well. I was surprised.
That's a real crowd.
Yeah, I guess that's true, too.
That's the other problem.
Right, when your sample size is 10 people.
Yeah. Not even.
I mean, it was still fun, though. We got our first road gig, so to say, together.
Together, yeah.
But, I mean, when I did that shit sandwich show like a year ago, it went really well. But that was a huge crowd, and they were all on board to laugh.
Yeah, just how much is a fun room.
It's crazy supportive.
I mean, like, it's the thing that's weird about comedy is, like, if the room's not full, it's just, like, it's pulling teeth half the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you have to get them, it's like pulling a donkey towards the way you want them to go. And then, like, once you get them walking, like, then it can be okay, but man.
Well, because I always feel
you can be pulling that donkey for, like, 7 of the 10 minutes you got.
I feel like the audience looks around when the comedy show starts that they didn't even know it was going to happen. They're just like, where should I have been?
Like, when you're, like, springing comedy on an unsuspecting crowd.
But, I mean, when it's, like, a full room, they're like, oh, everyone's here. It's going to be a good time. But when it's, like, a paltry sum of people, are like, where should I have been?
Right.
Like, what's the event that I should actually be at instead of this?
Right. It's Friday night. I don't want to watch a booked open mic.
And it's every time there's a room that's like that, though, like, where it's just, like, not enough people and the show starts and the audience is just like, oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've made such a mistake with my life.
We should have got up earlier. We should have left 20 minutes ago. Like I said, you think they start arguing with each other? Damn it, honey, we should have left 20 minutes ago.
And the whole car ride home is like, I thought you wanted to stay.
Yeah, it's just like fighting.
Why would I want to stay for that?
I thought you wanted to listen to their dick jokes. Dick jokes?
Yeah. It was us and 5 other people. We all made mistakes.
Right, that's true. Like I said, his favorite animal was a manatee.
I know, Louis Anderson. I'm talking to you. You want to call in? Baskets, mom.
And the Jim Gaffigan.
Which one?
That's the classic manatee one for me.
Oh, he has a manatee joke?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was on his first Comedy Central.
I don't listen to Jim Gaffigan, so.
No.
I think he is the most middle of the road comic that there is.
I think Brian Regan would be, wouldn't he?
No, I think Brian Regan's different. I was talking to civilians last night about comedy.
Oh boy.
I heard somebody call civilians muggles.
Yeah, well, I hate that.
I assumed you would.
Is that a Harry Potter reference?
Yeah, it's Harry Potter.
I don't like Harry Potter.
No.
His name's Harry Plopper.
His name is...
Just let that go.
Weird looking. Excuse me, sorry.
So... Yeah, I was on them, and we were talking about, like, comedians we like, and then when they got to Jim Gaffigan, they were like, yeah, I don't really like him. He does, like, the one thing the whole time. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
If you like that one thing, he's that guy.
Yeah. If you like puppets,
they're like, ah, I've done them. I like the whisper thing. It really speaks to me.
Yeah, I don't know how that's relatable, but...
Well, it's the same thing as, like, the Eliza mouth noises shit.
Oh, yeah. Every comic has, like, their little, like, niche. Or
not every comic.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Tom Segura doesn't have any of that.
Yeah, I guess every special he did was different.
Yeah, and Maria Bamford does voices, but she does, like, 50 voices.
And they're all, like, really funny and fucking insane.
Yeah.
She sounds like exactly who she's mimicking or portraying.
Yeah.
It's so creepy. So, like, I love it.
You can definitely... be different.
Yeah, but as far as, like, clean comic, I love Ron Regan, and Nate Bargatze is fucking amazing.
Right. Yeah, and Nate Bargatze is not one of those people either.
He doesn't even seem like that he's a clean comic, but he is.
Yeah.
That's how
it's
good,
like,
comics...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good clean comics do that. We were talking with Clark, and he said that he'll put on Regan for people who don't know Ron Regan, and then at the end of it, he'll be like, yeah, how many curse words you hear? Oh, about 7 or 8. He's like, none. Like, you don't think about it, but you're so used to hearing curse words nowadays.
Yeah, Clark was telling me about that with BT, too, like, where he's like, yeah, well, you know, it's going to be a clean show, but it's not a problem for you. You're a clean comic. He's like, I am? And he's like, yeah, you don't swear, you're clean. He's like, I
didn't realize
that. BT said that to Clark?
Yeah.
And he didn't realize it?
Clark didn't realize it because, like, I'm not consciously doing that.
Well, that's just how he is. He's just, you know, his personality.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like I went, they did the one open mic, and it was, like, TV clean. So you pretty much just can't say, like, fuck or cunt.
Yeah. And, I mean, what's the point of doing the gig at that point?
Yeah, right?
Like, cunt is just, it's so rich.
No, fucking Louis C.K. nailed it, dude. Just, like, you know, first he jerked off in front of it, but then he nailed it. I'm kidding. I can't wait for a special. We were talking about that Monday. Yeah, you were there, Steve.
It's like a velvety key lime pie on your tongue. Cunt.
Someone was saying... No, we're talking about Louis C.K. Like, his next special.
Oh, yeah,
they
totally
were doing, like, the over-under on, like, how long do you think it takes for him to address, you know, the rumors or whatever.
I think right out of the gate.
Yeah, he has to, dude, right? He's just going to come out and be like, that's my thing. You know what I mean? Just say something, like, that short. Just, like,
I have a feeling
that's what I'm into. And then the whole fucking crowd will go bananas. And then they'll love him after that again.
You all were okay with 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, and, you know.
But... I can't jerk off.
But you know, a balding, red-headed, goateed man worth millions of dollars, he can't do it. That's not fair. Because he's in a power position, Stephen.
Well, that's the thing.
Even though they're all comics and they're all on the same level, he may just be more, you know, higher up as far as, like, he's been doing it longer. But, you know, he abused his power, so to say. It's like, fuck you, dude. They were at a festival.
That's the thing that's so weird. Like, Matt and I were talking to this one person one time. You remember this when we were at the Kava spot? You and me in the car.
What?
When you and I were in the car at the Kava Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
And she was going on about, oh, yeah, he just whips his dick out and just jerks off. He just whips his dick out and just jerks off. I'm like, he asked every time. And she's like, what? Where are you getting that from? Like, every article about it.
Right.
Like, every...
Even an open letter they wrote, he's like, I asked. And no one combated it. None of his accusers said...
No, and it was in every article about it. And she's like, yeah, just going around, just pulling his dick out. I'm like, what do you... Like, you just put that in your own head. Like, that's not anywhere in the articles.
Right, yeah.
And it's like...
It's not... And it, like...
It's not excusing the behavior. It's, like, just factually insane to just be like, no. No, it's what I think it was.
It's one of those things, too, where it's, like, we're adults in that respect. And it's kind of like, all right, the dude's gonna jack it. Like, it's gonna...
Yeah, but the problem, I think...
But then people say the power thing and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but the majority of the time, I thought, my mentality is they probably thought that he wasn't going to actually do it. He was joking.
Yeah.
And then he started doing it, and they're like, oh, shit. Like, he's not joking.
They're like, in for a penny, in for a pound. They're going to watch this shit.
Right. Yeah, or you can leave. I mean, you can just leave.
It's very convenient. He's got this popcorn machine here.
Right.
Make it a show.
Yeah, so it was like, hey, I'm going to jack off. And I'd be like, really? All right. And then they start doing it, and they're like, oh, weird. Oh, okay.
I gotta go.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, look at the time. You're not wearing a watch. You're right. Just like, fucking peace out.
Right. Yeah, of course.
I don't know. They made a whole fucking thing about Chappelle making the joke about it.
Oh, yeah. Of course they will, dude. They gave Chappelle shit for the trans joke he did.
But, I mean, like, his whole thing was, like,
his whole angle was, like, you're trying to be, like, black people. You know, you're trying to take that role of, like, suffering and shit.
No,
that was the woman one, I think.
Let's stick on the Louis thing.
Okay.
Because with fucking Chappelle, what he was saying was, you know, like, you're going to go through way worse shit in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's brutal spirit.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, well, that's, like, so inexcusable. And it's like, it's true.
It's part of the game, dude.
It's what I feel like every time people talk about, like, comedy and, like, the glamour of it. I'm like, dude, it is horrible most of the time.
Glamour.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about there. But it's like, you know, it's weird, yeah, because it's part of the game. It's like you don't go to an office and you know, your first week you expect to be promoted to the CEO.
Well,
it doesn't work like that, dude.
Well,
you know what you're getting into when you get into that. Unfortunately, Hollywood is full of fucking psychos who do crazy shit, and you know that going into. You have to know that because I'm sure you hear stories, especially in bigger cities.
That's the thing about entertainment, though. Like, if you want to quit your job, like, if you want to quit your job currently and just, like, go be an accountant, you can go to school and then you can learn to be an accountant, and then you can go, like, do an internship and then apply to be an accountant, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no, like, job application process to be a comedian. Like, there's no office you go into and, like, set down your briefcase and you're like, so let me just go over my resume. I've done 15 bar shows and I've done like, X guest spots. And they're like, so what do you want from us? Netflix special, obviously. Like, why else do you think I'm here? And I want at least Monique money, because she left that, so I'll just go ahead and take that.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's just weird to think that people have that mentality of like, oh yeah, well that's just how you get into comedy. It's just like, you just go into a room, you tell them you're like bona fides, and they're just going to be like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work like that
at all. And they're like, well that's all a good resume, but I'm going to come on you.
Come on, people.
You're like,
the name of a Bill Cosby book.
And they're like, no, but I'm not gay. And they're like, no, but it's a business transaction. Like, I'm going to come on you for business.
I know. And like, the only thing, the Louis thing that tripped me out was like, dude, that's such an aggressive move, man. Like, how, like, I would never, ever in a million years have that much confidence to pull my dick out in front of probably, you know, pretty girls and just start jerking it, even with their permission.
There's like, female comics, and we're not pretty girls.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. So...
Well, they were on a festival, so they might have got booked, you know, because they've been doing it for 6 months, so they're ready for festivals.
God, we can't put this out.
Oh, we're putting it out. I don't give a fuck, dude. Dude, Tardcore Hardcore is like parkour or whatever the fuck it was.
Tardcore Parkour.
Yeah.
Right.
Hardcore Parkour.
I'm going to spin jump from the roof of this hotel to the laundromat.
I'm going to call school up to halfpipe.
I want to see if I can go down the chimney. That's an air vent. There's blades down there.
That's too aggressive, dude. They're just going to, like, jump off their chair.
Chaka bra.
I'm going to put one knee on my rolly chair and push around with the
blades
other
are chopping me off. Oh, God. I'm not Santa Claus at all.
Oh, we're back to this. Bread and butter.
Just go back to the dark.
Racism and talking like retards. Like, that's... There's no other way to put it. Like, I mean, that's what we're doing at this point. And that's why... Yeah, that's how you die alone, folks. I think that's the message we're sending.
Yeah. The
best in the biz.
Yeah, we're gonna, you know...
Boys in the biz.
100 years from now, they're gonna be... Instead of caveman discovering fire, it's gonna be...
This fire.
Hipsters discovering fire, and it's going to be our podcast.
We're going to be like...
We're going to be played in basements.
We're going to be the Firefly of podcasts.
Yeah, when everything goes like so PC, and it reverts back to like Lenny Bruce days, we're going to be played in like basements and speakeasies and shit.
People
are going to be like, dude, did you hear this?
No,
what it's
going to...
Yeah.
What it's going to be is like little twink men getting pegged in the ass by like Amazon women to this podcast.
Right.
It's like, do you see? Do you see what you have to atone for?
Do you see? I see. Of course, I'm feeling like Red Dragon.
Exactly.
Red Dragon. I don't get that one.
Yeah. That's... Do you see?
The next Hannibal Lecter movie, the third one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, Red Dragon.
Yep.
I've seen Psycho.
And Edward Norton.
That's related.
That's the first one, right?
Nope.
No.
Not even the same.
Or not Psycho, fucking what? Hannibal. No, it's a Silence of the Lambs.
Say, are you trying to Silence say the of the Alfred Lambs. Hitchcock?
Yeah, I meant Silence of the Lambs. That's the first one. Right?
Perfect. Yep, you figured it out.
It went Birds, Psycho, and then Hannibal Lecter's Red Dragon.
He was obsessed with like becoming his mother, Norman Bates or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Norman? Norman!
So, I mean, that's close enough.
I know, that's like the... It's crazy, he just made that movie, and that's like the quintessential sound when someone getting stabbed. It's that, like that's the go-to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, they could never make movies like The Birds anymore, you know, because those birds are black. No, because in the Birds, like, there's that scene in the movie where she's in the phone booth, and I'm like, she would just get pecked to death now. There's no phone booth.
Oh, yeah.
She's just being
hiding in there.
The middle of the street, and it's like, oh, fuck, birds. It's like, I'll shield myself with my cell phone.
Yeah, the fact that you could actually find a phone, like a public phone, would be insane.
Yeah, there's no way.
Especially one that worked.
No, I've seen payphones still. It's scary, though. I'm like, that's like an artifact.
In modern day, she's just going to shield herself in like a wall of homeless.
Right.
She's like, bums, come around me. I've got $3 you can split amongst yourselves.
The best person to beat away birds is Michael Kors.
That'd be a Kate Spade.
Right. Yeah, aww. Exactly. Hung that one out to dry.
Aww, guys.
This is a bird made, I mean, this is a bag made for killing.
Birdman, Michael Keaton, our savior.
You really hit that nail on the noose.
Wow.
Instead of nose. You get it? You guys get it?
I get what you're doing.
All right, push me out of the car.
Picking up what you're putting
down. Tuck and roll. Yeah, Hitchcock, yeah. I meant Silence of the Lambs, though, with a...
That was close.
Wasn't that like Jodie Foster's first movie or something?
Nope. No, Jodie Foster's first movie was, I think, Taxi Driver. Actually, there was one before it, but Taxi Driver's one of her earliest.
With a De Niro?
Yeah. Yeah, she was the teenage prostitute.
That's right. She's one of those ones that's like, you know, she's really good at acting. You know what I mean?
I can never remember. I always confuse her with Jane Fonda for some reason. I could be wrong.
Yeah. But she's always, like, you know what I mean? Those old school women were, like, really good at acting, you know? They weren't just a pretty face.
Yeah.
Like, nowadays they'll throw any, like, pretty face into movies, and I'm like, this is horrible. Like... My girlfriend watches Twilight, and Kristen Stewart's
not even
worst,
pretty.
Not even, but she's like the worst actor ever. Like, I felt like I was watching like an MTV series, or like a soap opera, you know what I mean? Like during the daytime soaps, those people suck at acting.
But I feel like that's the model.
I mean, if they're hiring, but.
I feel like that's the model for casting ever since Seinfeld. They're like, we're just going to put a bunch of really talented people around someone who does not know how to act. And it'll really make these people pop. You know what I mean? Like, they did that with, like, I don't really think Jennifer Lawrence killed it in The Hunger Games, but everybody else was cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you mean by Seinfeld, though?
Well, Seinfeld's a shit actor.
Really?
Yeah,
you think so?
Very good.
No.
I love Seinfeld.
What are you talking about?
Don't get me wrong. Hilarious comic, great writing, awesome show. He's arguably the worst part of his own show.
I guess that's true. And that's funny because he was playing himself.
I know, but
he was
like,
playing a stand-up comic. But, yeah. Like, they had to put, like, Jason Alexander and Michael Richards around him to, like, really...
Yeah, and Elaine.
I get it. Yeah, and they were all, like, actual actors.
With, like, amazing acting chops, and, like, they really stepped in to be a character, and he's like, I'm just gonna be a stand-up comic, and, like, comedy is not acting. Acting is not comedy.
And you have people that are good at both, like fucking...
Like Matt.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
Swamp Jacket.
Swamp Jacket. Swamp Jackers.
Yeah, I'm just a big dummy.
I didn't realize people enjoyed Swamp Jackers as much as...
Well, except that one lady at the Improv, apparently.
Yeah, so apparently she said, there was a comic that went on a rant for 5 minutes about rape.
How it's so hilarious.
Nobody went on a five-minute
guys should do, you guys, like you and Jacobs, he should add like a rape counter in the bottom corner of the screen for the three times it's mentioned.
Right.
You know, like the shit counter in South Park.
Right. Just
bing. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was the first like time they could say shit on the FCC, allowed it or whatever.
Get a little bit of shit on your face.
Yeah, but that's bullshit because... No, but because, like, I remember, like, at 1 a.m. you'd watch, like, uncensored, like, Chris Rock fucking stand-up and shit.
I remember at 1 a.m. you used to just watch, like, infomercials about, like, busty girls in limousines. Or, like, just call us on the party line.
They still have those, by the way.
I know they do.
I'm like, who the fuck is still keeping this shit in business?
And, like, 11-year-old me was like, I guess I'm gonna be tired tomorrow.
Yeah. Ma, get off the phone.
No, the infomercials were enough. Like, I don't need to hear them.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
I'm 11.
Yeah. The girl's going wild. That was always the funnest, trying to finish in 30 seconds with the commercial.
No, like,
beat my record time.
Those things were great. You know what's also interesting? It's like the actual, like, the real glow, like the gorgeous ladies of wrestling. Well, it was like the wonderful women of wrestling or something like mm-hmm. that. That was that's some good beating material.
Really? I never watched it.
Well, and you know it was beat material because they put it on at 2 in the morning. Like, why are you putting girls wrestling on at 2 in the morning if you're not expecting me to just pound one off over and over?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I would jerk off to fucking on Saturdays. They would have, like,
pool. You got to sync it up with the pinfall.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. And just, we both won.
Yeah. Both finished.
Tag team match.
Yeah, I'd watch like the women pool players on like ESPN.
What, just bending over the table?
Oh yeah, Jeanette Lee, the fucking Black Widow was her name, that's Asian. I was like, yes ma'am.
Look at her stick handle.
Yeah, she'd bend over and like the camera would get the right angle where you're looking right down her blouse. And then it panned to some old dude in the audience clapping because she made the shot. I'm like, go back.
Yeah, I feel like kids today are just not going to be able to appreciate what it is to be a proper creep anymore. Like
Hard Rock? You know the Hard Rock?
Yeah. What about it?
Let's go to the Hard Rock and gamble.
Dude, man, I thought you were tired.
I'm second wind, baby.
Tardcore got you pumped.
Nice, dude, I'm fucking amping now. I'm ready to go see a concert.
What were we talking
about? Sorry.
2 seconds
ago. Derailed us with the Hard Rock Cafe.
We
were talking about jerking off late at night.
Oh, yeah. Like
bread and butter.
Kids just get, like, fucking porn on their phone so quick. Like, they don't have the Sears catalog. They're not jerking off the pool or ladies wrestling or mm-hmm. late-night infomercials or, like, fucking the Showtime rotisserie grill.
Right.
Set it and forget it.
It's like Ron Popeil, that voice.
Mm. Ron Arkin, whatever his name is. Ron Concord.
Base that goddamn chicken
probably
for you.
Oh, yeah, dude. Put some lamb in there with mint and jelly.
Nice little demi glaze.
Well, it's going to be a full glaze when I'm done with it.
You feel you'll be paying for it after I take my answer. You're not going to be the only one getting an injection today.
Why not just diabetic music, man? Like, right. Diabete makers. Are you ready to insulin pump up the jams?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Pump up the jams. Pump it up. Fly the feet off. Bump in. It was like Jock Jams, like Mix 2 or whatever had the song on it. These aren't spirit fingers. These are spirit fingers.
Oh, man.
No, dude, that was the day, though. Or that was the... back in the day. Dude, no, that was the shit, man. Like, remember, like, middle school, right? Like, 97, 96. Just watching, like, MTV. You had, like, Headbangers Ball, Yo MTV Raps, and then you had, like, Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead was where it was at.
And then Eon Flux would come on, or Spawn. I'd be like, yes, stay up all night watching this shit.
You know, it was, like, I was so bad about Beavis and Butthead because every time I watch it, I could never tell if I'd seen the episode before until we got to the music videos.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, they're all basically the same. They're all just a vehicle to, like, make fun of music videos.
Henry Rollins. Shit. Why is he so angry?
your Van Strat?
Guar. Fire.
One of the things I remember the most, it was a weird thing. They were talking about eating steak, and he was like, I like to eat the fat around my steak. And he was like, yeah. It's like, sometimes at Wish, I just had a steak of fat, and I just ate that. I was like, I like steak. I like the fat on the steak. I never thought about that.
It's too much fat, though. Been chewing
know,
for hours.
For some reason, but like there's a part of me that just kind of wanted that.
It's like it's steak snuff. You just tuck some into your cheek.
Yeah, so just put a pinch between my cheek and gum.
What are you dipping? Nah, yeah. Rib it. Pluck this off a ribeye.
Steaking.
Yeah. Spit on my baked potato.
I've never seen white snuff before.
Just a fat.
You're right. Usually snuff's Hispanic girls.
Is that because they're willing to do it?
More willing or captured.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see, that could be a new balsamic vinaigrette for you, David. Somebody's spitting steak fat on you.
Why would they do that?
Because they know you'd eat it. You'd hand it to you.
Balsamic steak fat dressing.
Yeah, exactly. One side could have like crushed pepper, the other side steak fat.
Carne asada, extra sad.
Carne asada.
That's so bad. I don't want that. Oh, man.
And Roachie was really in effect tonight, huh?
Who?
Roachie. The little sad Roachie eating the burger.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Roachie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
A
lot of tears, a lot of burgers being eaten tonight. Is there a name for that little guy?
I don't
besides
know.
Besides Roachie?
Well, you call him Roachie, I'm calling him Roachie.
Yeah, Roachie sounds pretty good.
I like it. We're almost at an end here.
Yeah, I think we're winding down. Yeah.
Speaking of Roachie, we've been going a minute. Excuse me, hour and six.
It's only been a minute.
Seven.
Not really feeling it.
Yeah.
That's going to be the running joke that no one gets but us because we haven't released the episode yet.
Guys, I want some pretzels.
David, please excuse me. I'm just going to stare into the middle distance for a while.
Right. We are driving. I hope not.
Makes me happy.
So did you guys have fun?
Yeah, I had fun.
How to die alone on the road.
Yeah. Got triple plugs.
Right, yeah. Well, we're all well plugged.
The way I look at it, if we gained one download out of that or subscriber, that's a win.
Yeah, we like
getting new supporters on the grind.
So hopefully we got one.
Yeah, I like to call that the fat trick.
I get it.
Fat trick. It's like eating a steak with all fat. Well,
I'm done talking.
You're done talking, I'm done talking. You guys got any plugs? I don't have any work.
My ass.
Come see me in ass. October. October 13th to 14th, hosting for Luis J. Gomez.
Woo! Woo-wee!
Yeah. Puerto Rican fattle snake.
Oh, yeah.
Ha!
I get it.
You guys got anything?
No.
October 4th or 6th.
That's all the time we have.
Dan's Griller.
Parish, Beef O'Brady's.
Beef O'Brady's.
A beer butter burrito parish.
Beef O'Brady's in Parish. Tickets are probably already sold out because it always does.
Yep.
It's a pretty fucking sweet room.
Can't wait.
Matt's going cruise.
Cruise.
Alright.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, bitches.